With McBee, Tanban Swain, the distinguished South African writer André Brink has often clashed with the authoritarian regime. A critic of apartheid, Brink has suffered as the result of South Africa's policy of banning books critical of the government. But Brink says there has been some easing of censorship, and his novel, The Wall of the Plague, was published in South Africa. Brink is an Afrikaner, a descendant of the early Dutch settlers. His native language is the dialect known as Afrikaans.
Afrikaans started as a result of non-speakers of Dutch, especially slaves, Malay slaves, trying to speak Dutch.
The Afrikaans language further complicated by German and French influences. Brink now writes in English, the dominant language in South Africa.
I really started writing English as a sort of accident when in the early 70s my novel Looking on Darkness was banned in Afrikaans.
Brink says the banning of his book was the most numbing experience in his life.
Suddenly with that ban, I found myself totally cut off from my whole readership.
To survive as a writer, André Brink switched to English, which he now says gives him a dual perspective of life in South Africa.
Start writing in Afrikaans, and then after several drafts, I translate, which is more reworking the thing in English, and then take that through several drafts, and then very often rework it into Afrikaans from there.
While he now publishes in English, André Brink aims his darts at the Afrikaner population.
They are in power. They are responsible for what is going on in the country. They put the final touches to apartheid.
Brink's novel, The Wall of the Plague, is about young South African expatriates in France who search for a site to film a movie about the Black Plague. André Brink uses the plague as a metaphor for what he sees as the sickness of racism. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. As an Afrikaner, a descendant of Dutch settlers in South Africa, novelist André Brink now writes in English in order to reach a wider audience. His novel, The Wall of the Plague, is about young South African expatriates who live in the shadow of apartheid.
South Africa is the only country in the world where racism is legalized and institutionalized into a whole formidable iron network of laws regulating every aspect of one's most private life.
André Brink says he felt as though he had been kicked in the gut when the South African government banned his novel, Looking on Darkness.
Looking on Darkness was a book on which I'd worked for 8 years. It represented everything I'd felt and thought and lived through in the course of 8 years. To see this taken from me was, I think a mother whose child has been killed must feel something like that.
But André Brink decided he would not be silenced and went on to write more novels and essays critical of racial separation. Brink believes that South Africa's policy of censorship is symptomatic of political insecurity.
The reason why censorship was instituted in South Africa, I think, was exactly the same reason why it was instituted by Franco in Spain and by Salazar in Portugal.
But Brink says there seems to be less censorship in South Africa today.
The government is creating the impression of liberalizing its whole political system, but in fact is imposing it to a worse degree than ever before.
Because, Brink says, the government uses other means to intimidate writers.
If you have a play which is critical of the regime, it is very difficult to find a theater for it, because suddenly the moment you want to book a theater, there are no vacancies to be had.
André Brink is the author of The Wall of the Plague, in which he equates the Black Plague of Europe with the evil sickness of racism. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. André Brink, the South African writer critical of his country's policy of racial separation, doesn't believe he could ever be a politician. Brink says politicians can make or change laws, but novelists have a better chance of changing the heart and the mind. For example, Brink cites a letter he received from one of his readers.
Until I read this particular book of yours, I never thought of blacks as human beings. It is a terrible admission to make.
But Brink says the fact that the reader was able to make that discovery shows the awesome power of the written word. In his novel, The Wall of the Plague, Brink writes of a young South African woman of mixed blood and her two expatriate lovers, one white, the other black. Brink uses a search for a site to make a movie about the Black Plague as a metaphor for the plague of racism.
Points to a diseased state which can threaten in one form or another any society in the world.
Brink says that once plague and sickness were thought to have been the will of God, but now are cured by medicine and science.
Rather than regard racism as simply an inexplicable evil which one has to try and get rid of by ostracizing people suffering from it, one should see it as a sort of illness and try to cure people of it.
While André Brink opposes the racial policies of his native land, he wants to make one thing clear.
In pointing a finger to South Africa, in attacking South Africa, which is necessary, one should never allow that action to blind oneself to the wrongs and iniquities in one's own society.
Meaning the U.S. and Europe. The Wall of the Plague, published in the U.S. by Summit Books, is Andre Brink's sixth novel. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.